It's your All About Symbian podcast, and today, Rafe Blandford from Nokia Worlds Conference last month is speaking to Antti Vasra, the Senior Vice President in charge of the Mobile Devices Business Unit. In other words, all the Nokia E-Series devices.
What I wanted to talk to you today was a bit, having been, you announced the E-Series devices about a year ago, and the launch sort of 6 months ago, so they've now been in the marketplace 6 months. I wanted to have a little review of how you think you've done and maybe have a little look towards the future with the devices. So as a starter question, how do you feel the launch has gone in 6 months down the line? Are you able to share anything about what you think you've achieved in terms of sales or in terms of your targets?
Yes, we, as you say, we started shipping the E-Series devices during the spring. We had a fairly long ramp up in the sense of we went from naught to four devices and introduced a lot of new solutions. We brought the new Symbian MS60 platform then to all of these four devices, or actually five devices that we then, if we include then the E62 for US, in September, and now after the summer, the E-Series devices have started to ramp up really nicely. So we just shared in our Capital Markets Day the information that we have shipped to date 1.6 million E-Series devices, and of course the bulk of the devices have shipped after the summer. So the first few months were still getting everything in shape. So in that sense, we are now seeing that the markets are getting to know the E-Series devices. People are starting to understand that what E-Series is standing for, and I think that we will now start to be able to collecting the fruits of the efforts.
Okay, and you've as you said, there was a range of devices, and we've seen the E61 and the E70, and clearly they're aimed at enterprise target market, but there's been quite a lot of traction outside of that as well. Is that something that surprised you?
This is perhaps the area where our name is slightly misleading, that we are, like, when we talk about enterprise solutions and talk a lot about ourselves also, the enterprises, we are really targeting the business professionals. Anybody who wants to have a mobile device that you can use for some work-related thing, but of course you always use them also outside of work. So a lot of the customers who are buying devices like this E50 or also E61 are individual business customers or business professionals or people just who want to do heavy lifting in terms of email. And then there's, of course, the second segment, or the other segment, is then that the really company is starting to standardize that they want to have E-Series devices for all their field workers or certain amount of their mobile, the people who are traveling a lot. And we now start to have a lot of good customer references on companies who are buying, for example, E50 and E61, both running on both the email solution, but still seeing then that these are also great Nokia smartphones.
And sort of related to that subject, the E50 was your first device that you launched two variants of, one with a camera and one without a camera. Have you seen sort of a differential in sales there?
Definitely. The version with a camera is more popular, with a clear margin even there. But there's also very, very good interest to the camera-less variant. So there are some people, first of all, kind of just that they see that it's slightly cheaper, so, hey, I want that one. But also then that there are, for example, corporate customers who say that they have a policy that you can't have a camera at the premises, therefore they go with the camera-less variant. But I think that that's also sort of a sign of times to come, that there will be a certain set of my devices will have cameras, and all the time better and better cameras, but also certain devices will then come without camera, although that is, we're discovering that the without camera segment is definitely the smaller one.
Yes, but presumably that's an important segment. It addresses a very important part of your target market, even if it is smaller.
Yeah, but also kind of like then that I think that the one shift which is also sort of happening is that the business people and corporations are starting to notice that you can do also useful things with a camera. So it's not only kind of like that you take a picture of your three-month-old daughter and kind of like show that to people, but even these that are popular in Asia, these that you take a picture of the business card and then it scans it into the memory, but also other business uses.
There seems to be a realization against the sort of knee-jerk reaction originally against camera phones, where people realize if people want to take a picture, they'll find a way to do it.
Yeah.
And so unless in some situations it does make sense from a financial viewpoint.
Yeah, it's sort of truly that kind of like that the kind of and in some vertical segments like insurance inspectors, so that they can go and document at the site then these things, and then it automatically gets then sent. If you have a digital camera, then you have to upload the pictures, plug a cable, and these kinds of things. But if you have a camera in the phone, it can automatically then include it in the file. So there's sort of business benefits.
And if we sort of turn to look at sort of the E-series strategy, you've clearly got probably out of all of Nokia's S60 segments the most competition from other manufacturers. If you look particularly at, say, Windows Mobile, it's very heavily focused on the enterprise space. Do you have a perspective on how easy it's going to be to compete with that, especially given that Microsoft offers a sort of end-to-end solution, which although Nokia has started to do, you know, a lot of businesses already have invested in Microsoft, and it makes sense for them to continue to invest in that in their mobile platform.
Yeah.
You know, why go with a second company? I mean, what's your sales message to them to convince them to use Nokia as opposed to a Windows Mobile device?
We see that the business market and the enterprise market is sort of going through certain kind of sort of maturity cycle or maturity steps that initially sort of the leading companies who started deploying mobile solutions or enterprise mobility, they started with point solutions. So when there was not that much choice available, they went with the vertically integrated solution, like BlackBerry's, for example, or some of the Windows Mobile or Microsoft-based solutions. But then when they move from the point solutions then to really deploying strategically across their whole user base, they also start realizing that they can't build their strategy on only one vendor, so that they want to have choice there, but also almost like an insurance policy. I think the NTP legal case against BlackBerry or RIM was sort of a wake-up call to many, many companies and even governments, that they noticed that if the infrastructure in this area is only dependent on one company, then there's this kind of risk. So after the NTP case was settled, then the change that happened on the market was that people are still buying BlackBerry because it is truly a great thing, but they want to have a second choice, either for the email solution or for the devices then using BlackBerry. And how we as Nokia are tackling that is that we want to provide choice in the sense that for the devices, we support Microsoft backend, we support BlackBerry backend, we support Good, Visto, Altexia for the customers in certain operators. So we want to offer choice. Whatever you already have there, you can run it on E-series. And we are, of course, then working to make the user experience nice and kind of like make it usable. The other end is then that we offer our own email solution, IntelliSync, and then the associated file sync, device management, data backup. And that supports, obviously, our own E-series devices, but it also works on Motorola devices, Samsung, Palm, Windows Mobile devices, meaning then that if they want to have IntelliSync, but also have it on other devices, then okay, fine, okay with us. So in that kind of way, sort of having device agnostic but also solution agnostic strategy and offering then that choice. And we want to now get into these enterprises and then be able to upsell. And once we are in there, we think that we're competitive and show our worth.
So does that perhaps suggest there might be a conflict between your email partner vendors and the fact that you have your own product, and they may therefore secondly prioritise you simply because they know they're going to be competing against Nokia themselves, and they'll be aware that there's that upsell component going on.
I think currently what is we both with the email part of ES or enterprise solutions and then the device part, we find that the best thing that can happen is that we manage to get. So of course it's always the best thing is that if we can sell both the device and the software in there, that's the nirvana. But it's also really good if we can get either the devices there or the software there, because then we have a customer relationship and we can then work with that customer and show that we can deliver and show that we have good things, and then continue to have that customer relationship and show what else we have there. So it's always this kind of the vacuum cleaner salesman's tactic, so that you once you get your foot inside the door, you're already kind of doing much better.
Okay. And E-Series is built on top of S60 for the time being, at least, and I assume that's a trend that's likely to continue. But it does raise sort of two issues, one with regard to your competition, where there's a much greater familiarity with the Windows Mobile user interface, and in the business world, that's probably something that's more significant than perhaps in the consumer segment. And the same might be said of something like Palm. There's especially in the American market, there's a lot of familiarity there, which is something you need to overcome. Is there anything you think you can do to address that concern?
Well, first of all, we are very committed to Symbian and S60 for the foreseeable future, kind of as long as the eye can see, and sort of we can always, of course, debate that how far out you can see in this kind of industry. But sort of we want to use Symbian and S60 in our devices. The reason why we want to use it in E-Series devices is that because we sincerely believe that we can do the best devices, the best offering based on this, so that it is truly competitive in the mobile market and enterprise mobility. And I think that the important thing is to provide a user experience that is optimized for mobile handhelds or mobile devices and that kind of environment. If you take a laptop and put it into a bench press and try to kind of like squeeze it into a sort of a mobile phone form factor, the user experience, it may be familiar, but it's not what you want to have in these kinds of devices. So like Anssi Vanjoki has this tagline that this is what computers have become. This is truly the next evolution. And we think that we have been, with S60, been able to address the user experience in a way that it's how you want to use this type of device. These are not small computers. This is the next generation. I think that that's, for example, in some of the operating environments that come with the computer legacy, that the issue is that they are actually pretty complicated to use. You can do almost anything with them, but that's exactly what's difficult in them.
And do you think there's a certain amount of there is a legacy within this space where people are used to doing something in a different way, and it's actually may take you a while to sort of train them to this new way of thinking, even though it is a probably better solution.
Yeah, but it's also kind of like then that if you think that the people who are going to go into using mobile email or sort of mobile browsing or these kinds of things, there are people who have been doing it on laptops in the past and then considering, okay, where do I go from here? But similarly, you can think that there are 850 million people using Nokia devices. Most of them are phones. They are familiar with those, and then those people are thinking that, hey, could I also do email on this thing, or could I actually use this for browsing? And then they find that it's actually that's where they find the familiarity, so that it's easy then to upgrade from a normal Nokia phone into then, for example, Nokia E50, which is very similar in its phone-like features, but then it has all the smartness in there as well. Or then to E61, which is great Nokia phone, but with all the intelligence built in there.
And that would suggest that the upsell from phones is actually easier, and is perhaps the more important thing anyway, because that's where the mass market is.
And that's what we obviously we believe in that.
And going back to the fact that you're based on S60, That actually means that you're capable of doing a lot more than just mobile email.
Yeah.
Does that then present a problem that you are not able to do mobile email as effectively as a dedicated device? It's often the problem with converged devices. They're not as good as the standalone devices. And there's been a certain amount of comment within the media that people are looking at the E-series devices and going, they're great, but it still doesn't do email as well as my BlackBerry does, and I want to keep my BlackBerry because email is the most important thing to me.
Yeah. Well, obviously, we are all the time working hard to improve the email experience, so that kind of like that we can compete with dedicated devices. But if you look at where BlackBerry is going, also that they are starting to do more and more than just email, and they are hearing the same customer feedback that kind of like if you look at the statistics in Europe. I think it was like 2/3 of the people who have a BlackBerry also have a mobile phone. And they use the mobile phone for making the calls and kind of like for the normal stuff, and then BlackBerry only for doing the emails. And every single one of those wants to have actually one device. And now, of course, the race is on that, okay, can BlackBerry then incorporate the phone in there so that that's good enough? Or can we then integrate email then into the phone functionality so that the combination is good enough? And I actually believe that both of us will be able to do that. So that the I do believe that BlackBerry is going to be strong in the future. But I think that will give them a very good run for their money also. So that being able to offer something for the large number of people who have grown to love the Nokia user experience.
Okay, so thus far on the E-series devices, we've seen a very great deal of similarity between the sort of standard 60 applications to loaded. Actually, there's when you count them up, there can be as many as 30 or 40 individual yeah. applications, which is quite a lot out of the box yeah. for a new user yeah. to consider. And I've spoken to S60 about this, and they've said, yes, we've taken a modular software approach, and you can sort of add the bits you wish to S60, yep. but that's something that the licensees do. Yep. Given that there's presumably a business market for a simple device, it might still be based on S60 and still has email at its core. Do you see in the future you doing more differentiation on the software level in the devices? Because thus far it's principally been in the hardware.
Yeah, we are definitely going to do differentiation on the software. And we, for example, have... We are looking very much at the user experience that would be what we want to offer on E-series. And, for example, currently we have five, kind of like a top five list of user experience improvements that we want to do during the first half of 7 and kind of like in the new products. And sort of some of it's done actually by software. Some of it's actually kind of also thinking about that this it's always a hardware-software combination, so also how to enhance that with the hardware. But... I think that the kind of like that the center of the E-series devices will be the active standby screen, as it's called. So how to bring many of the things that you use then to the active standby screen, so that you can really easily then get access or get information about the things that actually you need from there. So that's the town square. And then if you want to do something more complicated or kind of like the things that are less often used, they are then deeper than in the menu structure. But definitely, for example, with E50, we now introduced the office tools. So few applications or ways of working that help then the business professional and kind of like also things like the device search. So I don't know if you have used that yourself, but I think that that's going to be very useful feature for especially business people who have a 3,000 contacts, Lord knows how many emails or SMSs, and you remember that there was this guy that I met and kind of like that I remember half of his name, so kind of like put it into the device search and it searches everything, and then you can find everything related then to.
Yes, because the E50, I believe, is the first device that actually uses the modular standby screen. It's more customizable than the earlier versions, and that kind of customization is presumably something you would look at continuing.
That's the direction where we are going, so that's what you'll see more in the future.
So the thing that strikes me as quite interesting about the E-series devices, they're very much focused around people's work lives, but people actually spend the other half of their day in in the social space.
Yeah.
Do you actually see people carrying their E-Series devices weekends and in the evenings? I mean, there's a sort of reaction against people being in contact with the office and email all the time.
Yeah.
But there are multimedia features built into these phones, yeah, and they're actually quite capable. It's never put across in the marketing, perhaps because you don't want the bosses to know that you're giving everyone an MP3 player at the same time.
Yeah.
But, I mean, for example, would you see people buying, a multimedia computer to use at weekends in addition to, and is there anything you can do to perhaps help them sync those two together, or, you know, are E-Series one device you need to carry all the time?
Well, of course, we at Nokia, we're delighted to have people carrying two or three or four Nokia devices, so we definitely encourage that. But kind of sort of half joking set aside, I think that it's definitely true that people are 24-hour persons, so that they also have private lives, and I think that initially the feedback from companies have been that they're kind of thinking that MP3 player is very frivolous, so that you do not have that. So it's kind of very, very sort of stern reactions to that. But now when we talk to the IT departments, they are more and more increasingly realizing then that, first of all, this is a personal device. Laptop is not a personal device. That's really associated with work. Oh, that's work. I want to get rid of that as soon as I can. Mobile device is very personal device. So they are starting to accept that it's okay to have a camera, it's okay to have an MP3 player, people have music there and these kinds of things, so that it's fine. And that's why it's important then that all of our devices have MP3 players. Some of them will have radios, FM radios in the future. Offering also on the multimedia side good enough performance. I will never have the latest and greatest in how many gazillion megapixels my camera has, or the video performance and these kinds of things. But already many people have discovered that E61 has actually pretty good screen. It's big, high resolution. You can download movies into this thing, or kind of like.
It's in the right orientation watching TV compared to some of the other devices.
Yeah, and the Finnish broadcasting company has a mobile site, so that they are streaming actually their newscasts and sports news and these kinds of things. And watching them over 3G on the E61 is actually a really good experience. There's also even a business benefit, so that when you're traveling, then that you can at least watch the news when you're in some far-off foreign country.
Okay. And finally, I realize it's a difficult topic to talk about, but future devices, which you mentioned briefly. Now, in the past, we saw something like the Communicator series, which for many years was the standby of the Nokia enterprise space, and we haven't actually seen that yet in the E-series. So that's something we're likely to see in the future, and you're going to continue to widen the portfolio and presumably refresh it as well, because your N-Series colleagues tend to do two announcements or so a year when they refresh their brand. Is that something, I mean, clearly it's perhaps not as important for E-Series, but at the same time it is important to keep up with current technologies. We look at things like HSDPA, which there aren't actually in the E-Series yet, but you know, fast connectivity is something that probably is important for business. So how important do you think that refreshing your announcement of new devices is? Because in the end, you'll get to a point where you have a wide portfolio. Yep. I would have thought that's a given. But are you going to look to refresh, and do you see businesses replacing mobile devices on a regular basis in order to enable their work base to do new things?
Definitely, there is the sort of the normal replacement cycle. Probably on the business side, it's a little bit slower than on the consumer side. So that companies generally want to have, or businesses want to have then that for a little bit longer time, so that it's kind of not every 6 months a new device. When it comes to the communicator range, there's a very dedicated, loyal communicator customer base out there, and we intend to serve them also in the future. So there will be E-Series communicator coming in 2007. And it will be part of then truly the E-Series range. So it will be S60 based. And the idea is then that we bring then all of E-series devices then into same software family, so that then that you for the developers, you write an application for S60 and you can run it across all the different S60 devices. Of course, in the communicator form factor, we also utilize then a bigger screen than on any other devices, so that also brings the new opportunities, but also then kind of like requires you that you also then take that into account when you're developing.
Does that offer you some challenges in that you're getting devices with a variety of different form factors? We already see this a little bit with the E61, the different screen orientation, and perhaps doesn't use the standby screen space as effectively as it could. I mean, I understand that's a question really for your software colleagues in S60, but is there something that you can tell them to make sure that they're addressing your need in that area?
We are working with the S60 guys, and they are actually responding really well then to that one. So when you have devices that some have portrait orientation, some have landscape, that of course does introduce some tricky bits there. But it's also then that we're trying to be consistent on then that we're standardizing around kind of like that. Most now in the future, all my devices will be at least quarter VGA, and then introducing new screens, but then trying to stick then to those screen resolutions also in the future. So kind of like harmonizing in that way as much as possible.
And as your final question, what do you think has been E-Series' biggest achievement thus far? And what do you think is the biggest challenge it faces in 2007?
I think that the biggest achievement that at least we are internally really proud about is that we have really been able to now introduce the first business capable portfolio family of devices, so that it's truly from E50 then to E61 and E70 and E60, so that there's a range of devices that truly are a family of products with different features, different price points. And now when we look at the next year's roadmap and kind of what we have in store, we can even widen it and truly then bring the strength of the E-Series idea then to the market. That is also then in some ways the biggest challenge, in the sense that of course there's a lot of complexity behind then that kind of like that. The easier we try to make it look then to the customers, the more complex it is behind there. But we try to solve then the complexity ourselves, so that then the customers and developers would have it then easier on our platform.
Okay, well, thank you very much for taking the time.
Thanks, Ray.
You've been listening to the All About Symbian podcast. www.allaboutsymbian.com. Copyright 2006.